Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So last Tuesday, I was sort of paying attention to the news, but probably not for the reasons you might think. I was waiting for a big announcement to come. NASA finds mirrored Earth, opposite gravity, physics, and motion. That's what the headline was supposed to say. But of course, it never came. And honestly, I wasn't really on the edge of my seat anyway. That's why I said I was sort of paying attention to the news. But why was I looking for this headline to begin with? Well, because now there is a trending TikTok user named Aesthetic Time Warper who claims to be a time traveler from the future. He wanted us to know some very important upcoming events, like this supposed discovery last Tuesday. Yeah, I know it's a whole bunch of nonsense and I don't really buy it, but his video has got over 500,000 likes and 15,000 comments so far. Along with his prediction about a mirrored Earth, which I'm still not quite sure what that means, he mentioned four other dates. In case you're curious, here they are. September 14th, 2021, a Category 6 hurricane hits South Carolina, the worst in history. October 10th, 2021, 8 humans receive superpowers from extreme energy from the sun. December 14th, 2021, 3 teenagers find a T-Rex egg and a device to open a portal to an alternate universe. And February 2nd, 2022, Atlantis is found in the Atlantic Ocean, housing human fish life. Seriously? Superpowers? An alternate universe? Finding Atlantis? A lot of people who commented on this video are like me and clearly don't believe this guy. Like one person wrote, "Okay, Mr. Time Traveler, if that's your real name, I saved this video and these dates, so if this doesn't happen, I'm suing. I want my superpowers." Another person said, with their tongue stuck firmly in their cheek, "I'm a time traveler too, and I don't see you at the meetings." Some people, though, were a little more curious and wondering, what if he's right? Like one person commented, "I'm very nervous about the hurricane in South Carolina. That's where I am. What part of the state is it supposed to hit?" Yes, I know that people would like to know the future. Lots of scientists have argued about time travel, especially trying to build on Einstein's theory of special relativity. But nobody has made Doc Brown's DeLorean yet. So if somebody claims to be from the future and tells us what life is going to be like in the next few months, we just think, yeah, right. Well, believe it or not, that's the same kind of reaction Jesus got. People thought he was a bit nuts. In today's gospel reading, we are in part 3 of 5 of John 6. Last week, the text ended when Jesus told the crowds, "I am the bread of life." He also said that, like the manna in the wilderness, he has come down from heaven. Well, now the people are looking at him like he just said, "I'm a time traveler from the future." They don't believe him. They think he's lost it. Sure, he might have gained a following, just like this guy on TikTok, but that doesn't mean he's right. Or as the people say, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I've come down from heaven? Right, the people here respond very much like the people in his hometown of Nazareth did. We heard about them a few weeks ago. They heard Jesus speak and were just dumbfounded. They remembered Jesus running around and hanging out with his friends. So why was he saying all this weird stuff now? The people here by the Sea of Galilee reacted the same way. They understood the story of God providing the manna in the wilderness, but they did not understand God providing himself in Jesus. Now, of course, we might start to feel a little smug and proud of ourselves at this point, because unlike them, we do understand Jesus has come down from heaven. We do understand that he's the bread of life. But before we start feeling too sure of ourselves, we need to realize that we are more like them than we care to admit sometimes. For example, sometimes we are so familiar with Jesus, like this crowd, that we refuse to listen to what he says too. Like maybe we come upon a Bible story and think we know what it says, and so we don't really pay attention to it again. Or maybe we find the text so confusing that we don't bother to listen to it in the first place. Or maybe we say the Lord's Prayer or the Creed or any other part of the liturgy on autopilot without really paying attention to the beautiful things we're saying. Or maybe we just think that Jesus is completely irrelevant to our actual lived daily lives. For whatever reason, sometimes we don't listen to him either. Just like this crowd. And so when we do stop and listen, he often takes us by surprise. Because it just sounds strange to us. Right? The people in the crowd that day knew that Jesus was the son of Mary and Joseph. They knew he was from Nazareth, not from heaven. They knew he was just a guy. So how could he basically be saying that he's God's gift to humanity? That makes as much sense as saying you're a time traveler from the future. Many people in the crowd just blew him off. And we'll hear more about that as this chapter goes on too. But just like how some people are listening to that guy on TikTok, like that person from South Carolina, let's think for a moment here. What if Jesus is right? What if he really is who he says he is? What would happen if we really did pay attention to him? Well, then we don't need to prepare for a bunch of bad news events in the coming months. Instead, we get to celebrate some good news. The good news that we have been given new life. Right? So often we look around for something to give our lives meaning and purpose. We turn to social media, or news, or politics, or perhaps the biggest one in our society, our own self, and our individual happiness. But here, Jesus is telling the people by the sea, and all of us, that he is the one who feeds us. He is the one who gives us meaning. He is the one who makes life worthwhile. And you know what? He's right. Yes, Jesus is from Nazareth. But he is also from heaven, too. And when we think about him, sometimes we emphasize one part over the other. Like sometimes we think that he's so earthly that he's just a wise teacher. And we dismiss that he really is God who conquers death. Or on the other hand, sometimes we think about him in such lofty religious type terms that we don't see him connecting to our actual daily lives very much. But Jesus is both. He is both human and divine at the same time. Consider it this way. The God of all creation, the one who makes stars shine and whales sing, the one who makes planets spin in their orbits, the one who makes grass grow, the one who gave you 10 unique fingerprints and who loves you like crazy, this God came into our midst in the person of Jesus. He came into your world. He was born of a woman like you. He had to learn and grow like you. He ate and traveled and had emotions like you. And then he suffered and died like you. But then he conquered the grave in order to give you new life. Now, did you hear that? Jesus did what he did in his life, death, and resurrection all for you. And yes, I know you've heard that before, but please listen to it. There is no illness or worry or fear that he can't handle. There is no local disaster, societal upheaval, or global crisis that is too much for him. There is no problem you face, no question you have, no transition you go through where he is not in control. Jesus holds on to you, and he will never let you go. In times like these, that is certainly good news. And I know for some people that can sound crazy. It can sound far-fetched. It can sound as likely as time travel. But Jesus is not just someone looking for a bunch of subscribers on social media. No, he is the Messiah who gives you new life absolutely and completely free. He gave himself for you so that you might live. That's wonderful news, my friends. It is news that is meant to be heard and digested and shared, much like the abundant feast we've been hearing about these last few weeks. A feast that is for you and for the whole world. Indeed, this is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. We'll hear more about that next week. So even though aesthetic time warper was wrong about that opposite earth thing, one thing is always true. Jesus. He is with you, he is for you, and he feeds you. Open your ears, open your mouth, open your heart and come to this table and receive this new life. And then let us share this good news with others. Because no matter what the headlines say, Jesus is good news for you. In the past, the present, and the future. So in the name of the one who is the true bread of life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.